Lois, what were your first impressions of Community House?
I first visited Community House in 2007 in my role as a community housing development worker. We were actually based around the corner by Leonard Street. And my first impressions of Community House was it is in the heart of the community, and it is the heart of the community. There was a fire in Marlborough Road, and many families were impacted, as you can imagine. And Community House opened its doors. We all came and helped the poor families. But Community House just showed a spirit of warmness. As I say, it was the heart of the community. People were fed, they were kept warm, and I was quite amazed at the way people just, the volunteers from Community House, from across mainly, came and helped out that situation. Those were my first impressions of Community House and the work it's doing in the Maindee community.
You set up the Maindee Action Group. And how did that come about for Maindee residents?
I was appointed as the community coordinator for the Maindee area. So, and I was based in Community House. I actually asked for office space in Community House because I wanted to make links with the community. And I found that there was a gap, there was nothing or a platform for residents to express or voice their opinions, talk about issues. So I talked to several community leaders, trustees in Community House, residents, some parents in the local school, and I thought, well, maybe it's a good idea to set up something where people can have a platform to talk about the issues that impact them in Maindee. So the first thing I did was to set up a meeting at the local university, Newport University. It was quite new, and I thought, for the first meeting, let's get out of Maindee and look at Maindee from a different angle. And it was quite interesting because the university really helped us, and they did support us in terms of room bookings and giving us free space to use for those meetings. And I did get a few agencies on board, including the university, as I said, Community House from the beginning, the local schools, and the head teacher for Maindee Primary School was Mrs. I'm forgetting her name.
Carol.
She was fantastic. She was really, really good. And our first chair was a lady called Christine Derrick. So I think that was a success in itself, because Maindee Residents, it used to be called Maindee Residents Group, but they changed it to Maindee Action Group because they wanted to be active, doing things in the community.
Can you remember any of the activities that you used to do in the community?
Yeah, some of the activities have carried on up to today. We developed a food bank in partnership with Fair Share, and I believe that's still going on. And with that food bank, families were coming to access food. And I asked Newport Credit Union to partner with us in the project. So families were saving money from the food bank, could actually start having, you know, some financial savings through the Newport Credit Union. And that was quite a success. The food bank ran once a week, and we had a volunteer from Newport Credit Union during the time of the food bank. Community House played a very important role as well, because we had Claire Watkins, who was an active volunteer, and I think she still volunteers in the food bank. Maindee Action Group set up an antisocial behaviour as well, because the group was about talking about issues affecting them in the community. Antisocial behaviour was one thing which would come up in the meetings. So they set up an antisocial behaviour group, which met, I believe, once a month. I'm not quite sure now. And they talked about issues which were impacting on, you know, residents. The police were part of the group. Claire was to chair, she used to chair the group, Claire Watkins from Community House. The local community police, Jenny Mullis, was our link with the local police, which was very good. And another project which Mainly Action Group did was they worked in partnership with our local job club, which was run here, and they would actually refer people, spread the word about what was happening in Community House. So the group was like a community link up there, because you can't beat the, you know, word of mouth. Yeah. Community spirit and getting the community together was important for Mainly Action Group. So our first celebration, which Mainly Action Group organized, I remember, was the Jubilee, the Queen's Jubilee celebration. And it was held in the Jubilee Park, where there was family fun, people celebrating, you know, the Queen's Jubilee. And we ended up coming to Community House, having a tea party for the elderly, which was really, really fantastic. It was really good. And since then, they developed the Christmas lights. So every year, there's Christmas event. Community spirit was important for Mainly. So we wanted to do projects which would bring the community together, and it would continue as well with a sense of sustainability. And one idea was to have annual Christmas lighting event. And the first one was really, really successful. And Jessica Morden, the MP, came and switched on the Christmas lights. And I believe that has carried on. Every year, the community meets and celebrate Christmas by the shopping center. They have a Christmas tree. The local councillor then was Christine Jenkins. She helped us with the Christmas tree and the lights, and, you know. So Mainly Action Group has been quite a success story in Mainly. And the group worked in partnership with Mainly Festival with the festival and other projects like community cleaning. We did quite a lot of community cleaning and, you know, just making sure people are proud of where they live and are part of, you know, solving issues like littering and things like that. So it was really, really, really quite good, and I hope that continues as well. We did partnership projects as well with the young people, working with the local police as well, and Community House. Obviously, we booked rooms to have meetings. We'd have young people learning how to cook, you know. So it was quite wide, and those are some of the projects which come to my mind, which Mainly Action Group has been part of.
Over a period of time, were you able to see the impact all of your activities were having?
Yes. Eventually, we introduced time banking, and the volunteers with Mainly Action Group actually could get time credits. So that allowed them to access things like going to the Sherman Theatre, where some families, you know, because of financial commitments, they might not be able to access such activities. But with the time banking and time credits, they had the opportunity to travel, see places, museums, or access the play centres which accepted time credits.
How does it work?
For every hour a volunteer volunteers their time, they can earn, it's not monetary value, it's a time credit. It's like, you know.
So it's a physical thing, like
a physical
piece of
thing,
like
money. A piece of paper, like money, yeah, which they can now use to access services with companies which are part of the time banking. It's really, really, really good. So Mainly Action Group were involved with that, and they sold the idea. And with other groups, even in Pearl, started working and earning time credits as well.
Did you see a rise in the number of volunteers then?
Most volunteers don't volunteer to get something, but in terms of we had more volunteers, but I don't think because they were earning something, but it just gave them an opportunity to, you know, gift, you can gift the time credits to your friends or whatever. So we had more people involved, even if it was them being gifted time credits and going to some of the trips we organized. That was quite a positive.
All of the things that you're talking about, it doesn't just happen from nothing. What made you go into this type of work? What were your earlier experiences as a teenager or young person?
I think I was just got a passion of working with the community, and you know, I've got a Christian background. Helping people is an ethos which, you know, was really, it's in me, you know, since growing up. My parents always just encourage you for people to help where you can and help people help themselves. So for me, it's about empowering people to do things for themselves. And Mainly Action Group empowered people. Angela Lloyd, who was our chairperson, I feel I could see her grow, her confidence grew, and she was an ideal chairperson because she still is and the local lollipop lady. But I could see her confidence growing, and she enrolled into university, did a university course after, and at the end she was the chair of the community's first cluster group for Peel, Stohill and Mainly. For me, that's a success story, because I remember the day I approached her to be part of this, she was like, oh, no, Lois, I can't. But it's about giving people confidence and, you know, encouraging them to reach their potential. The potential was there in Angela, but she just needed the right, you know, encouragement and support. So those are some of the things which you can see. Or when some of the parents would come and say, oh, you know, because of the food bank, I was able to save 10, 15 pounds. And now my kids can go to the school trips in school. I can pay for them. I can afford them. So those are the, we might say little things, but the impact on families. And that child's experience has changed because she can afford, the parents can afford to do things. And Mainly Action Group actually allowed a platform for us to access other services. For example, organizations like Nest, the Fuel Energy, would come and give a talk about how they could help families. So it's broadened the horizon for residents, and they would know where to go, what to access, things like that. And the good thing is, when we started the food co-op, we started it in St. Matthew's Church, which is by Gavel. St. Matthew's was in Mainly. It's shut down now. We did our best to try and make sure it remains open, but unfortunately that didn't work out. But that's where we started our food co-op, and they gave us the venue for free. And now they are up, trying to remember, the church up the road. So when we set the food bank, we started, we were given a venue by Church in Wells at St. Matthew's, but unfortunately the building had to close, and we moved to Summerhill Baptist Church, and they offered us free space. So, and that's where the food co-op is still running as of today. And quite a number of community events are held there as well, including work with the Arts Council, drama, plays and things like that with the community.
Lois, when you were setting up the Mainly Action Group, how did you raise awareness for what you were doing?
When we set up the Mainly Action Group, we had to come up with the name, we had to agree the name, we had to agree the logo and things like that. And we thought, for us to spread the word about Action Group, we need to involve residents. And we targeted young people in Mainly Primary School to develop the logo. We had a competition, and the deputy mayor at that time came and presented to the child who won. That involved the children, the parents, so automatically we had quite, you know, an audience, and we were able to share what made the action group aspirations, what we want to do, and we, you know, we got a few members from there. With us working with Carol, that was quite a good thing because she opened us the school to us as well.
So did you get the children to vote for their favourite designs and narrow it down like that? Do you remember the process?
Yeah.
So when you left Community House, what are you doing today?
At the moment, I'm working with Cardiff Council.
When did you leave Community House?
I left Community House. I never really left Community House. Because, you know, with Community House, you'd always keep coming back and you get invited to events. And I don't believe it's a place you can leave. You'll always be part of Community House in some shape or form. So when I came this morning, Brian was like, "What are you doing here?" And I'm like, "I'm coming to work." It seems so natural, you know. But I left my post in 2014 and I was doing wider work, including Maindy, but encompassing Storyland Health.
How do you see Community House going forward? Mm-hmm. How do you see us building on the ethos of building caring communities?
When I was based in Community House, the same issues were there, and I believe issues would be there all the time. It's just about working together and seeing how you can, you know, get over the challenges and work in partnerships, and in terms of funding, to see what funding that's out there. In my role as a community development coordinator, I was looking for, you know, I would help the groups. Some of the groups were using this building in terms of funding, to see what sort of funding is out there. So it's just about continuing what you're doing with the networks, creating more networks and seeing where you can possibly get funding and, you know, fundraising activities through the booking of the rooms and just spreading the word about the work Community House is doing and has done in the past. And I believe Community House will continue to be the heart of the community for years to come.